Very special announcement today. We thank you for taking some time out of your Monday to be here with us for this. And to lead off the program, to hit the announcement right at the top, we have with us someone who has played a major leadership role in the New Orleans Saints and Pelicans organization for more than 15 years. Currently vice chairman of the New Orleans Saints and the Pelicans. Recently, she and Coach Avery Johnson co-chaired the host committee for the most successful NBA All-Star Game weekend. City showed off its best, and it was because of their leadership in the logistics and just the spirit that was put forth by the city. Her overall expertise in branding and community impact, and her role as an impresario of how to bring things together and really make things happen, are the assets that are going to make today's announcement that much more special and the future more special for all of us. So please welcome to the podium now to announce this great piece of news for our community, our city, and our state, Rita Benson LeBlanc.
Thank you all for being here. Clearly, this is an unconventional press conference. I've tried to share everything that I learned in sports and entertainment and everything that I've done over the years and apply that to the Saints and the Pelicans and all that we work on for the city and our community. And so I learned the musical intros from WrestleMania. So I'm very thankful for all of you being here. Of the people before you and the guests besides you, we are all the heart of the economic engine of New Orleans. Without your support as friends, leaders, and business partners, our city would not be flourishing. This announcement is also a thank you to you. I am doing this to bring just more enjoyment, more fun, and more opportunities to you, the people that are here, and the people that enjoy being here and working here in New Orleans. So, welcome to the newly reskinned Champion Square and the state-of-the-art Bold Sphere stage. I must first thank my grandfather, Tom Benson, for his vision and leadership in the development of downtown New Orleans. The public-private collaboration and economic development leadership of Governor Bobby Jindal, together they have both raised our state to one of the most business-friendly in the country. Numerous others have played key roles in making today possible. I would like to thank Ron Foreman for representing the LSCD, and of course many other hats and ways that he contributes as an activist for New Orleans. Doug Thornton, and also Alan Freeman of SMG, Stephen Perry, Russell Dusan of Blue Deuce Entertainment, Jay Wilson of Red Mountain Entertainment, the staff of the Office of Louisiana Economic Development for their work through stimulating the arts through the credits around infrastructure, live music performance, and film. So Bold Sphere Music at Champion Square is an eclectic and diverse mix of bands performing in an outdoor boutique amphitheater in a downtown setting. 5,200 seated capacity on a program basis, and also 9,000 general admission for a variety of scale for each show and performance preference. Music in the heart of the city. There is no other triplex complex, outdoor venue, adjacent to two major sporting events centers in the city. There are others that were mentioned and discussed before this that might have an NBA team, but they don't also have an NFL team. This is another achievement to make New Orleans special, very, very, very special. Convenience in parking, access, and intimacy. The ease of people walking in and congregating in a space that was intended to reflect a European piazza. Champion Square is now an open-air amphitheater, and the columns of the decorative scrims that you see before you give us the link to the very history and origin of public discourse and entertainment. This is a gathering place, another jewel of a square in the lexicon of spaces available to the public here in New Orleans. The mission vision was to bring new life to the music, culture, and cuisine of New Orleans. Bold Sphere is a way to identify my personal investments in the areas of music, film, and green initiatives in Greater New Orleans. The health and vibrancy of a community is measured by its quality of life and diversity of experience for its people and their daily lives. The focus on teamwork and continued public-private partnerships through the improvements to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and the Smoothie King Center, and the community activities abounding, which are virtually announced week to week now, show the rest of the country that they will be hard-pressed to catch up to what Louisiana and Greater New Orleans region can build through innovation and best practices. Our announcement today is a compliment to the tradition of music in the city. From the small clubs to the Jazz and Heritage Festival, French Quarter Festival, Voodoo Music Experience, Essence Festival, and now Bold Sphere Music at Champion Square, to bring more guests and visitors into the Sports and Entertainment District of New Orleans, which currently attracts over 2.3 million visitors annually to New Orleans for world-class sporting, music, and cultural events. But that has been inside. We are open to the stars out here. The Bold Sphere stage in Champion Square was an investment intended to increase the desirable elements for attracting global sporting events such as the Super Bowl. We are already pitching 2018, which also coincides with the 300th anniversary of New Orleans. There are many entrepreneurs of all ages working tirelessly to improve the quality of life in Greater New Orleans. I am proud to bring a musical element to the sports work I have done to date. We have city improvements taking shape before our very eyes, along with the majesty of new and restored buildings composing the biomedical district. The diverse slate of music booked for the Bold Sphere Music will have appeal to people of all ages. I just wanted to share one final note that I have so many fans that come up to me and talk to me about their favorite moments, Saints games, Super Bowl, where they were, what they were doing. But music is so different. Music is the fabric of our souls. It is the emotional glue that connects us to our memories. So my parents met at a Dr. John concert, and I just hope that people go on their first dates here, that they meet the people that they love, and they have such an emotional connection that they get teary when they share it with people. So clearly, tying our city, our sponsors, and these great acts that will perform here on this stage for our people is what will continue to make New Orleans special, the best place in the world to live, and thank you all for being here.
Thank you very much, Rita, and congratulations. Three gentlemen are with us today who would like to respond to this great announcement. A fourth gentleman, the mayor, was not able to be with us due to some pressing business, but as much as we know he loves to sing, we think he'll be on this stage soon enough. The first gentleman is the president and CEO of the Audubon Nature Institute. He also happens to be the chairman of the Louisiana Stadium and Exposition District, which manages the state assets that you see around us. And he is a great friend, obviously, of the city of New Orleans. He's been in his leadership role in the city since the late 1970s and has really turned around the elements of our city into the major attraction for families that it is. Please welcome to the podium Ron Forman.
I love that music. It does get you excited. What another incredible day. It seems like every day there's another major announcement in New Orleans. What a wonderful time to be living in our city. What was it just 2 weeks ago? We talked about Smoothie King with the arena. We got Mike back. He once announced every 3 minutes something else happening in our community. What a great time. And now we're here last weekend with the NBA All-Star Game. I just heard we're trying to get another NBA All-Star Game for 2018, a Super Bowl for 2018. Just look around. This wasn't here a few years ago. This is Rita's dream to bring this Champion Square together to link this area of the city, not only for sports, but for entertainment. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot with that Superdome in the background, the arena behind us. If you look to our left, you can see hospitals being built, over $2 billion worth of new hospitals. You see streetcars going down Loyola Avenue, the Hyatt Hotel with its success. I know the mayor would tell you that he's pushing hard for the new City Hall to go to charity. All those buildings around the charity area being rebuilt. That allows for that whole area to be cleaned up. You look at Poitras, what's happening. You look at Canal Street, what's happening with not only the medical district, but the theater district. You look at riverfront development happening around there. You look at what's happening in new housing with Iberville. This place is booming like never before in this community. What's exciting about this event, though, not only is the music it brings and tourism for economic development and jobs that it creates, which is critical, but what I love about it is that my kids can enjoy it. Every time we add a new event, every time we add a new venue, and we combine local and tourists to make it happen, the tourists can pay that premium dollar, but our kids can have world-class attractions that a city the size of 1.3 million can't have. We act like we're a city of 10 million because we get 10 million tourists. What an incredible thing for my family to have a chance to come to these concerts. The last time they had this type of venue was the, they weren't even around, the 1884 was the first World's Fair. The 1984 World's Fair had an amphitheater where people could be outside listening to music. And when you're under the stars and the moon and the open air and you're dancing in the streets and you're dancing in the alleyway, what an incredible experience. So Rita, thank you. We got Tom, who is a visionary in his 80s, talking about the future, all the things he wants to do. But we got Rita, a whole new generation that talks about being green, talks about the environment, talks about wetlands, talks about saving the world, and now she's bringing music to make that all happen. So thank you. Thank you for your family. Great things are ahead. I can't wait for the first concert. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron. The next gentleman is going to speak with us today, and by my count, for the last quarter of a century, 25 years or more, has been involved in just about every major event that has come through the city of New Orleans. That's right, a quarter of a century. You know, I know you don't look that old, but this gentleman is also serving as Executive Vice President of SMG, which in itself manages over 230 public assembly facilities around the nation. We're very blessed to have this gentleman's passion and energy in the community for what he's done in the past and what we know he'll do in the future for us. Please welcome Doug Thornton.
I'm not as good a dancer as Mr. Foreman. Well, thank you all for being here, and thank you, Mark, for that introduction. This really is a unique entertainment venue. I can remember 3.5 years ago, I guess it was, maybe 4 years ago, we were conceiving the redevelopment of this space. As your this place that you're sitting in here used to be the old New Orleans Center shopping mall. And I think Club 44 right over there was the old linen department of Macy's. And you can see what we've done inside that space. And we always said that this would be a work in progress. It would be an evolution. And this is the next step in that evolution in a downtown venue. And I want to just thank Rita and the Benson family for being such great partners. I think we've said this before, but the partnership that we have here is one that's very unique, I think, around the country. We travel around the country and see a lot of other sports teams that that we work with, but truly the investment that the Benson family has made in this area, Benson Tower, Champion Square, this entire destination of downtown is remarkable, and we appreciate that. I want to also mention Blue Deuce and our relationship. Alan Freeman, that you heard mentioned earlier, our general manager, has worked with Russell to create, I think, a very good model for us to present some live entertainment for you over the next several years. I think this is going to be a unique setting. We've talked about it before. 2.3 million people travel through these this area of downtown, these buildings here. And we like to say that we've got three big demand generators in New Orleans. We've got the Convention District, which is the Convention Center's house. You've got the Superdome and the Smoothie King Center on our end. And, of course, you've got the French Quarter that's been here 300 years. So this allows us to expand on our partnership with Rita and the Benson family. We're looking forward to some great outdoor music here. This will be compatible with our facilities. We've talked about that in the past. We want to try to provide entertainment in this part of town that's compatible with what we do here, which is sports and entertainment. So looking forward to it. Very excited about it. Can't wait for you all to come back for our shows later this year. Thank you.
And it is about the hospitality industry and all the jobs that are depending upon great things that are happening in our community. The gentleman who gets to lead the one of the state's largest economic development organizations, the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau, which, by the way, is always ranked one of the top five CVBs in the country, the great work that this gentleman and his team does for the community, is a gentleman who has been on the forefront of economic development and understands what it takes to get the job done. And to bring greetings now, please welcome Stephen Perry, the President and CEO of the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Farrell got to make you happy, huh, Michael? I mean, there's no way around it. How blessed are we to have a restaurateur and economic developer as a DJ, only in New Orleans. I promised Rita that I would not dance because we hated to, no, because, you know, with the two older men that were in the middle between us, we didn't want them to feel embarrassed, you know, while we were. So, guys, I'm going to just stay still. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another one of those great days. It feels like we're making announcements all the time, and you know why? We are. Because there's something in the DNA of this city that it has changed and morphed us into not just the masters of the traditional and the history, but in fact have become the new innovators in America, whether it's in music or it's in sports or it's in venues or commerce or economic development. The DNA of this town is something that we feel inside us, whether it's in playing a horn, whether it's in cooking. And I got to tell you here, Rita, we can't thank you enough for bringing the innovation that you have with Bold Sphere here. I mean, at what is going to, when you look around us and you think about music venues in New Orleans, you think of large scale, you think of small scale. You think of inside, you think of big inside. But here, we've got something. She used the term piazza, which is actually a great way to look at this. The ability to listen to music outside is one of the coolest ways to do it. I mean, it is a different experience. It's a little bit unlike, Ron Foreman doesn't realize it. The first time I saw him dance was leaning up against the Cypress Post, believe it or not, in 1969 at a Steppenwolf concert at the Warehouse. I was like really little. I was a baby. I'd been carried in, and I was able to. And, you know, when we think of the tradition of where music's been played in this city, every one of us has got memories, right? From Marinette to the Quarter, from the Riverfront to Jazz Fest to Inside This Dome, the things that we've heard from Rolling Stones, right, Doug, when we had them in the Dome, to the concerts in the arena. But outside is something special. So for me and for Mark Romig and my partner in tourism, you know, venues, new product, new places to play, new places to create are what make a place attractive. People, when they travel, want to go somewhere different. That's what we are. They want to see things in a different format, in a different venue. They want to have a new experience that wraps around them. Now we've got it. Because the great thing about this is it not only can be a part of college football championships and Final Fours and Super Bowls, but it can be an incredible standalone venue where people come from all over downtown and surrounding areas to listen to the thing that moves their soul, which in this city is music. So Rita, congratulations, fantastic job. And for all of us that want new things to do, new things to listen to, I mean, this is the best it can be. And Doug, to you and your team and Alan and all of you, what a great job. I mean, where else in the world could you, it kind of reminds you of Ron Foreman when you think about it. When you look around and you see Ionic and Doric and Corinthian columns layered on top of reptilian skin, I mean, if that doesn't say the multiple DNA of New Orleans, no. I mean, this is really, and the gentleman that did this, cool job. Really nicely done. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming and help us celebrate this continuing evolution of new things in New Orleans that we've shown over and over again. It's just a part of our DNA. Mark?
I thought you were going to ask if anybody remembered the Beatles at City Park. Anybody remember the Beatles at City Park?
You do.
I do, well, okay. All right. Now, a music series needs music. And now to announce the series, I'd like to bring Rita back to the podium. Rita?
So, The guide rules are, that are very constricting in this music business that I'm learning, is that you can't release all the dates even if they're booked, because we have to wait for the on-sale dates. So it's not like football or basketball where we can set our calendar dates. So that you know, the first year we'll have 12 to 18 dates, and they'll be intermittent throughout the year, basically around other events. So of the indoor events that we have as far as other concerts in the Smoothie King Center, but also the Saints games and the Pelicans games and all the great other action that's happening. So, but tonight, or today, we do have several of our acts to announce. So, it is with great honor this afternoon to announce one of our first and most surprising and exciting acts. He has four albums, his latest hit, Days of Gold, Barefoot Blue, Jean Knight, Anywhere With You, Yeehaw, Beach, plus Days of Gold. He is one of country music's leading vocalists and a gold-certified RCA national product who has delivered these four wonderful, fantastic hits. He's topped the multi-week charts and gone double platinum and reached the gold certification two other occasions. He's known around the nation for his eclectic live shows and captivating songs that have landed him in opening spots for Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Keith Chesney, and Tim McGraw, and in recent years has garnered the headline act of his own in sold-out shows all across the country. You may know him best for his chart-topping album, Barefoot Blue Jean Knight. He's one of country music's brightest stars, Jake Owen. Okay. I'm getting my props here. All right. As we love to do down here in New Orleans, we're going to keep the party going into the next night and for days and months and years to come. And one of the most commercially successful R&B groups of all time, this trio featuring an incredible baritone and two soaring tenors, have sold over 60 million records. They've won four Grammys and are an international touring sensation that have been involved in three of the longest running number one pop singles in history. They are one of the most commercially successful R&B groups of all time. They broke Elvis Presley's record for longevity on top of the Billboard 100 when for 13 weeks they appeared in the number one spot with their hit single End of the World. It gives me great pleasure to announce that on Sunday, August 24th, Boys to Men will take the stage at Bold Sphere Music at Champion Square Stage. In addition, they will also perform with Keith Sweat and En Vogue. So of the premise for the actual themes for the concert series, we absolutely will have classic rock, urban hits, pop music, alternative, anything you can imagine. And there are some really exceptional musicians who also perform with Philharmonic and classical genres. So there will be something for everyone. We hope that you all sign up for Bold Sphere Music. That's at Twitter and also Instagram. We have Facebook pages so that you can follow. Because as the on-sale dates allow us, we will continue to make more announcements. But I promise you there will be some really amazing classic rock groups that we'll be able to release soon. And it's something that what the test factor is for me is I've told people the glowy effect. If your cheeks get glowy and you get giddy and excited when you hear this music and you can't help to sing along, hopefully you'll all be hoarse and not able to speak the next day. And it's not traditionally because you were screaming at Saints games, but because you were singing to the lyrics here at Bold Sphere Music at Champion Square. Thank you all for being here. We also have tours and Smoothie King beverages for everyone, and I also invite you to look at the box seats. We'll also be offering those, much like we do suites in the arena and also in the Superdome, where you can purchase one, and basically you'll have ticket access for all the shows, and that also includes VIP hospitality in Champion Square. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for being with us today. Material can be available if you need from Doug Miller, Sam McLean, or any one of the members of our media team with us today. So see them afterwards. And you've got your opportunity to pick out your favorite seat right now before anybody else does. So enjoy your afternoon with us. Stick around. Congratulations, Rita. And the Crossroads just got that much better. Thank you. Bye.